excited right now to be joined by Raiders wide receiver Tyrell Williams, of course, undrafted free agent in 2015 out of Western Oregon, played for the San Diego / LA Chargers, and then, of course, signed by the Raiders in 2019 and missed this year due to an injury placed on season-ending injury reserve due to a torn labrum in his shoulder. And Tyrell joins us now. Tyrell, first of all, thanks for joining us here on Raider Nation Radio.
Of course, man. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's jump in. First of all, I think most important is, how are you feeling? How's the injury? How's the rehab going on your torn labrum? And then how are the feet hanging up too?
My rehab has been awesome. I'm out in California right now. I've just been doing my rehab for the last few months. My shoulder's been feeling great. Pretty close to full 100%. Probably got a couple more months, but it's feeling really good. And like you said, my feet have been great ever since. Even during training camp this year, they were feeling really good. So yeah. I was excited, you know, for everything for this upcoming season until obviously I hurt my shoulder. But before that, I was feeling great.
How frustrating is it to know that you have all these expectations, not only from the team, but for yourself, you know, and then you're going into a team you feel really good about, and then you get banged up, you get injured, and you realize you're going to miss the season?
Yes, absolutely. It was very frustrating. You know, it's the first season I've ever missed in my life this year, all the way back to, like, middle school. So it's definitely a weird feeling being out this year, and then obviously being hurt last year was – when I missed a game last year, it was the first game I'd missed in my career in the NFL. So the last couple years have definitely been frustrating, but it's been a good time to just, you know, get myself back into the shape I want to be in and get my body back where I want it to be. So I've definitely been using the time to make sure that next year I'm ready to go. And, you know, I feel awesome right now. You know, I wish I could go out there and play these last two games.
Yeah, no kidding. Again, we're joined by Raiders wide receiver Tyrell Williams. And Tyrell, one of the things too that I think, you know, fans jump to conclusions, and you went on injured reserve, of course, and then people commented on the fact that you had taken Raider stuff off your social media. Where do you stand right now with the Raiders? I know you know you have a contract for next year that the Raiders can, in essence, walk away from. Do you want to stay in Las Vegas? Do you want to play with this team and the Raiders if you guys can come to an agreement, or if they're willing to pay you what they owe you on the current contract?
As far as the social media stuff, I'm not even a real big social media guy. The only reason I had taken everything off was it was more of a statement towards, you know, the stuff going on towards people of color in the country. You know, the post that I left up was really just making a statement on how I felt about everything that's been going on in the country. You know, and obviously people took it and ran with it in a different direction. So, you know, that was disappointing that people were only focusing on, you know, Raider stuff being taken off when it was mostly just pointed towards the injustice stuff that's been going on in the country right now. So that was definitely disappointing to see that. You know, I want to be with the Raiders, and it sucks that I, you know, got hurt this year and wasn't able to play, and that kind of narrative took off that I was unhappy and stuff. And, you know, I think people just formed that on their own. That was never anything that came from me. So I was disappointed to see that, but of course I want to be, you know, with the team, and you know, as long as they want me, I'll be there and ready to go. So you know, it's obviously the NFL and things happen. So, you know, I would have no hard feelings whatever happened, but of course I want to be there.
Tyrell, going back to the social injustices and everything that you were feeling, and this has been a crazy year for multiple reasons, but there was a lot of, you know, athletes across multiple sports that spoke out this year and said stuff, and, you know, had protests and went on marches, and you saw jerseys with, you know, names on it and the back of helmets. What did it mean to you, especially with everything that you went through? I mean, you were very well documented what you did and what you went through growing up. What did it mean to you to see so many guys on so many platforms reach out and try to stay and make a stance?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I think that's everything. You have to have people speaking up and, you know, making sure everybody knows that it's not right, you know, making sure that it's something that stays in the forefront. You know, I think months have kind of gone by and it has kind of died down with people posting and people talking about it. You know, and I think it's something that needs to stay, you know, relevant. People need to continue to talk about it so we don't go, or at least we learn from the stuff that's been happening. You know, we can make positive changes in the country. And so to see the NBA and the NFL and all those guys doing what they've been doing and protesting during the season and showing ways of doing it through social media has been awesome. You know, I think we just got to keep doing stuff like that to push the needle forward.
Tyrell, what about the NFL, in my view, was so kind of slow to react, and I think the players really, by stepping up and doing all that you did to call attention to so many of the issues that were facing in the country and that you had personally experienced, the NFL kind of came around. They came around in a big way, and then fans, at first I thought that the fans, it was sort of polarizing for them, especially for those fans that didn't understand exactly the issues at hand. It seems as though fans, too, have become more educated and now understand things that they probably didn't before. How good do you feel about that and the fact that the players were really at the forefront of helping that happen?
It's great. You know, I think it's everybody's natural instinct to, if you don't understand something, you know, you kind of get defensive with it and kind of hold on to your opinions. But as time, you know, goes on and people want to learn, want to understand, it really opens the dialogue to be able to have those conversations of people that you know, didn't grow up around, whether that's race or just anything, you know, and getting to know them and talking to them opens up a dialogue to be able to understand and like you said, have fans be able to come around to seeing the protests that players have been doing and as well as coaches and then just the league in general. So it just opens up those lines of communication. I think that's the biggest thing, and then that's all the protest is about, is just to, you know, shine a light on things to open up those doors of communication so people can understand each other better. And, you know, I think it definitely has helped. You know, I've heard people talking about it and felt it just being different, you know, and hopefully we can continue to move that in the right direction.
Talking right now with Raiders wide receiver Tyrell Williams here on Raider Nation Radio 920. And Tyrell, definitely want to get back to the field and want to talk about, you know, some of the actions with the Raiders and what could possibly come up years from now or even next year. But I did want to ask you one more question for those that might not know your story. I mean, you had a lot of challenging times growing up as a young man, and you dealt with a lot. Just kind of document a little bit of what's gone on or what went on with you as you were growing up and had to deal with different, you know, racial, like I said, just injustices.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me growing up was, you know, I grew up in a predominantly white area. You know, I'd say it was 99% white. You know, and so people just, it was hard for me to relate and have somebody to relate to or look up to in my community that was, you know, looked like me or anything like that. So I definitely felt a lot of just ignorance towards me, you know, and a lot of people just using slurs and stuff and stuff like that, like kids. And I think, you know, it was learned from the parents. And I don't think the parents, you know, really saw a lot of people of color at all, you know, around. So, like I said earlier, it just comes back to that not understanding and not willing to understand. And so I think opening those doors of being willing to understand and see other people's point of views or what people may be going through. So for me, just growing up, you know, I felt a lot of that, a lot of racial slurs or a lot of just blatant discrimination towards me, you know, and I also had a lot of really good friends that, you know, stuck up for me and were on my side, family and all of that too. So, you know, it was challenging, but I definitely had a good support system that helped me get through it. And, you know, it's definitely put me in a position to see both sides right now. You know, growing up around a lot of that, it helped me try to understand and see why they may have been, had feelings that way or opinions of that way. And obviously being black myself, being able to, you know, see that side of it as well and feel the racism. So, I think it's definitely put me in a unique position where I'm at right now with the platform I have to try to bring awareness and just bring that communication factor to it.
Yeah, job well done, Tyrell. And back to the football field now. You're going through rehab. You're away from football for the first time in a long time. You know, for most of us, something happened to us. We get an injury. We don't make our living with our bodies. And so for you to have to be away from football this long, then you toss in the fact that you have COVID and pretty much the world is kind of shut down. Talk about the psychological piece of that for you and how long it took you to really start to deal with it and just move forward with the physical nature of your rehab.
Yeah, the first, you know, two months of, you know, being away from the team, and I came back to San Diego where I live in the off season to train and stuff and do my rehab right now. So it definitely was tough. You know, it was just weird, you know, being at home and, you know, watching games or being in group chats and them going over plays and stuff like that. And it's just, it was definitely a different feeling to be on the outside kind of feeling. And then with COVID, can't really be around the team unless you're there every single day. So there's a lot of different challenges that make it tough. And so, you know, those first couple months, it was definitely new territory for me and trying to figure out just how I want to go about day-to-day stuff and, you know, with my rehab and not being able to do a ton of stuff because of my shoulder. But it was definitely unique, you know, and it's definitely made me appreciate the game a lot more.
I know there's only a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Obviously, the Raiders have this game coming up on Saturday against the Miami Dolphins. But as you sit back and you watch and you go through your rehab and you see how this team has navigated through the season, what are your overall thoughts on what you've seen from the team and the talent that's on the team and how you can help this team move forward?
Yeah, I think I see, you know, what everybody else sees, you know, a very talented team. Those guys on offense have been, you know, killing all year, you know, pushing the ball down the field and making plays, and the defense has obviously struggled up and down throughout the season, but when they're on, they're on. They make big plays and get turnovers at the right time. And I, you know, obviously very young team too, so putting more guys around, more veterans around those guys, and you know, I think the sky's the limit for that team. They're real close to just being able to turn that corner, and so I'm excited. I think, you know, obviously the receivers played well this year, and Nelly, I really want to see him get a 10-touchdown season, so I'm still rooting for that for those last two games, and hopefully they get in the playoffs as well. But I definitely think, you know, I can bring a lot to the team, and being healthy, you know, I haven't had a really healthy season with the Raiders yet, so, you know, with the healthy, you know, having my feet right, my shoulder right, I know I can bring a lot of different things to the team as far as just in the receiving area, so I'm excited for that. You know, it's a good team and a really young team, so.
Yeah, Raiders wide receiver Tyrell Williams is our guest here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio. And Tyrell, when you're looking at that spot, too, that you play, that X spot, you know, Bryan Edwards, a good young player, but he's a young player. And you see a lot of folks looking at these young players and judging them so quickly. You know, we have people telling us that Henry Ruggs is a bust, which I think is insanity. When you look at a young receiver for you, you were an undrafted free agent. You really worked your way into the NFL and proved that you belong. For some of these guys who come out of these big programs, what would you tell fans when they look at a guy like Henry Ruggs or Bryan Edwards and they want to pass judgment on them after 14 games?
Yeah, you definitely can't pass any judgment after a first season, you know, especially with the COVID season how it is and having no offseason OTAs or anything like that to get familiar with the playbook, and especially in a Gruden offense and how complicated things can be for the receiver and run assignments, receiving assignments. It's a lot, you know, and missing out on almost 4 or 5 months of work and learning makes it tough. You know, I think those guys have, even with that, have still played well. You know, I think that they definitely wish they would, personally wish they would have played better. Obviously, I think everybody wishes they would have played better if you are undefeated. Everybody wants to, you know, win every single game and catch every single ball and just make every single play. So I guarantee those guys would say the same thing. And so passing judgment on, 14 games, whatever it is so far, is definitely, you know, those guys will shock a lot of people then if they're calling them busts, because in the next, you know, year or two, both those guys are going to really take off, and then people will be shocked if they think that they're busts now. So.
With that being said, Tyrell, I mean, I obviously, like Scott said, you were undrafted, but at the same time, you got a free agent deal with the Raiders. And so the expectations are always going to be large when you come in as a free agent and all of a sudden the fans get excited. Man, this guy teamed up with this guy. Man, it's going to make magic at the wide receiver. And obviously, like you said, you've been banged up. You've been frustrated that you haven't been able to have a complete season. So do you understand and can you kind of explain, you know, the pressures that may bring getting that that big free agent deal, kind of comparing to being a first round draft pick?
For sure. Yeah, I think I put a lot of pressure on myself coming in, being a free agent. You know, I think I put too much pressure on myself, and then obviously with the injury, it just made it worse. And so, you know, it's definitely challenging. You know, I don't think I played as well as I could have, and I was really looking forward to this season because I was feeling great and I was excited to, you know, prove what I had thought of myself and what fans expected of me too. So I was really excited for this year, and so now, you know, I'm just kind of boiling over now and waiting for the next season just to, you know, really be able to show what I can do. And I'm really excited for that because I feel like I'm going to be in the best shape of my life coming into next season. So I can't wait for that, you know, and I think it's tough, you know, being a first-round pick, I'm sure, with that same type of pressure that you put on yourself and people put on you. But, you know, those guys are super talented, super confident guys in themselves, so I have no fear in them, you know, going out there and performing and whenever an opportunity comes, they make those plays. I mean, you see Henry catching having a tough game and then coming around and catching a game winner like it's nothing. Right. So, you know, those guys have confidence in themselves and they're great players. So I know they'll be good in years to come.
Tyrell, you played obviously in San Diego and L.A. with Phillip Rivers and then playing with Derek Carr the last couple seasons. Talk about playing with quarterbacks like that. Clearly, they have their differences in personality and play. During your time with Derek Carr, especially this offseason, you know, I was at some of those park practices you guys had just watching, and it struck me early that I just felt like Derek had really taken a step forward as far as getting out front and leading. He's always been a good leader, but he really took it upon himself to get everybody together with the craziness that was happening. What difference did you see in Derek between when you first got there and this past offseason?
Yeah, I think that would be the biggest thing, too, you know, just the leadership and taking over, you know, getting everybody together and just how he commanded the offense in my second year there compared to my first year was definitely a big, big difference. You know, he has a lot of confidence in himself, and you can feel it. And, you know, I think obviously how he played this year, he played really well and super efficient quarterback and made plays with his feet and everything. So, you know, what he did this year and despite COVID and all of that and being able to get guys together and get the rookies there and try and get as much work as they could together, it was big. Yeah, I think it was a big difference that I saw from my first to second year there.
What is the energy or what was the energy like around the players, the team, you know, just the kind of the camaraderie? And of course, it's been weird and different. A lot of Zoom activities. Scott mentioned the time in the park. But just from your time as in the members of the Silver and Black, what has been, you know, the kind of the feeling around all the teammates?
It's always been really positive. Always had a lot of a sense of a confidence in the locker room, you know, especially how we played last year and stints that we, you know, I felt like we were unbeatable, and then injuries and whatever it may have been that came up that, you know, slowed down our season. But, you know, coming into this year, we had a ridiculous amount of confidence just in the locker room, on the field, in practice, in training camp, and just felt like, you know, this was going to be our division this year, you know, despite the Chiefs being the Super Bowl champion the year before. But, you know, coming in, we thought we were going to be able to take this division, and the confidence was high. And obviously, COVID hit things. A lot of things changed, but still, we kept that confidence through OTAs and through the Zoom calls and everything like that. You know, I think it's always been high and been energetic, and guys are excited to be there. And you know, it was fun to be a part of going through even just the Zoom calls and all of that stuff. We had fun, and it was even more exciting just to finally show up at training camp and get that going. And then that same energy, you know, translated over to on the field. So. The confidence was high, and it's always been high. It's always been energetic. It's always been excited. So it's never really changed.
Well, Tyrell, listen, we want to just thank you for spending so much time with us and being so generous, and we're certainly rooting for you. It's great to hear that you're feeling good and healthy and that shoulder's coming along and that you still want to be in the Silver and Black. We appreciate that, and we hope to see you out there. I know this team, I believe this team would be a lot better with you in the lineup there. Just a good offense, a very good offense already would be much better with you in there. So we wish you the best of luck and hope to talk to you down the road. Maybe we'll catch up with you during the summertime.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Have a good Christmas.
All right. You
absolutely,
too, my friend.
Too.
Take care. There you go. Tyrell Williams, Raiders wide receiver. Q, that's great, man. It's good for him to spend so much time with us and hear that he's in a good spot. I can't imagine, you know, it's tough for athletes to go through, as I mentioned, to go through rehab where you're away from your team, you're not on the field. Add in this year where he can't even be with the team.
Right.
Man, that, I mean, mentally, he deserves a lot of credit there because to get over that first hump of the mental issue of being away from the team and all that is a huge accomplishment. And then obviously putting the physical behind it too.
Right. Well, just kind of for him, I'm sure it feels like he's not part of the team. You know what I mean? And you never want to not feel like you're part of the team. And that's what stinks. But from just talking to him, man, that's the first time I've ever talked to him, you know, at the length that we just talked to him. It sounds like he's in a really good place. You know, it sounds like that he, you know, he has a lot of confidence in himself. He believes in his team. He believes in the process that they're going through and where they're headed. And I don't know, man. Hopefully the Raiders have been in good contact with him and stay in contact with him and have plans for him down the road. Because, again, I'm with you. I think that that they're actually a better team with him on that squad. And some of that has to do with Bryan Edwards just hasn't been like a total stud this year and kind of hasn't been available to play all the time. And others is Tyrell Williams is really good when he's on the field. You know, he really is.
I mean, you look at 2019, 42 receptions, 650 yards, and 6 receiving touchdowns, and he missed 2 games. So exactly. This is a guy, and not only that, you talk about a good locker room guy. You talked about his background and the challenges he had growing up and all of that, which helped make him who he is today. But this is the kind of guy you want in the locker room. This is the kind of leadership, veteran leadership you need on a young team. So I know it's a business. He admitted that. He understands. He wants to be a Raider, but he also understands if they decide to move on, that's just part of the business. But hopefully they can come to some resolution on contract and numbers like that and get him back in the Raider uniform. I think the team would be better for it. Okay, we're up against a break. When we come back, it's going to be time for the Q-tip. We'll take more of your calls, 702-365-9200. We hope you enjoyed that exclusive interview with Tyrell Williams here on Silver and Black Today on Raider Nation Radio.